Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a childhood encounter with a witch and what to do when your father-in-law misuses your number one bathroom. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Michael DeVaro.
Hello, Jennifer.
Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
What's up, boys? How are we feeling on this Sunday?
I feel like I haven't done this show in 100 years.
It does.
It's been a weird month.
We've had a weird month. A lot of traveling. Tim and I moved. Right now, it's September 5th, 2021. Just to
2018.
Yeah. We're back in time.
I was at my nephew's birthday party last weekend. It was at a trampoline park.
What?
Yeah.
Way to brag.
We had
so
to cut
Nick's been in the hospital.
He broke many limbs.
We had to cut our way out.
Man, I feel like, so the trampoline park, is it like just trampoline? What they got going on in there?
They got trampoline walls. They got a foam pit. They got trampoline into like a big bag, like a big inflatable bag that you can jump into. It's you know, it's all trampolines all the time.
Damn. Oh, hell yeah.
Damn,
that rocks.
Lucky. I wish I was there right now.
No, I'm afraid of it.
I know what you're thinking.
I want like a little trampoline. I actually kind of got on this for a little bit and then went off of it because we were moving. But I want like a tiny trampoline so I can bounce while I watch TV. I think I'd like that.
You got to stim somehow.
So, yeah, I need to. It's, well, bouncing, it's nice. Like the ones that have the little like, have like a little like handhold thing on it. You just bounce.
Oh, you want like the ball?
No, I want a little trampoline.
You want
the
little exercise
pole
that
you hold on to. Pole you hold
There's
on
ones
to?
That have that. Yeah, I want that. It's like an exercise one. Oh,
okay. Did y'all have a trampoline growing up? Like a big trampoline?
Mm-hmm. No.
Too dangerous.
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You weren't
sure
trampoline kids?
I'm sure I wanted
kids?
One.
No.
Mm. Oh, man. I was like king trampoline boy. Like I could backflip. I could front flip.
Sick tricks.
I can
King Trampoline Boy is the worst nickname I've ever heard.
No, it's good, actually.
Hey, there comes King Trampoline Boy, Nick Pussle.
Yeah, right. And I would be like, thanks, guys. I do like that nickname.
And they're all laughing, and you're like, yeah, I'm pretty cool.
A lot of my buds had them, and they made freaking skateboard duct tape things where you put your feeties in like old shoes and did skateboard tricks and
that was fun.
Played break the egg.
What does that mean?
I can never do a kickflip on a skateboard, but I could do it on a trampoline skateboard.
I mean,
I didn't even know this is a thing at all. Trampolines on a skateboard?
It's just the board, and then you just like bounce on the board, and
skateboard
then
skateboard on a trampoline. The other way would be quite difficult.
You did this, and you make fun of me for wanting to bounce on a little trampoline while I watch TV.
I was 8.
Bouncing is nice.
Dancing is nice.
It's good exercise.
Yeah, it's good. People great exercise. Exercise. Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's obviously a lot of high emotions floating around today. But it's great to have y'all back. I've missed you. Thank you so much to Mike Bachman for guesting last week. That was a fun one.
It was a very good one.
You know, September looks worse than August.
As far as scheduling
goes.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. We just might have more guests on here and there.
I might have to miss an episode, which makes me sad. But.
There's a lot of conventions. Like, conventions are kind of back.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, I'm good. I have to go to a convention. Then, obviously, I'll have my hospital stay.
Post-convention.
And, you know, I'm only lightly joking. You know, when you go through a pandemic for almost 2 years, you gotta laugh. You know, you gotta do dark humor and no longer know what the line is anymore.
And I don't know about you guys, but the news has been very bad this past week. I was kind of laughing to myself because when my job was bad, I didn't have time to look at the news. And now my job is good, but now I'm back looking at the news again. So it's like my brain is like, you need to be miserable somehow. So you're going to compulsively refresh Twitter all day. I like, I think I legit need to like have like, my phone needs to shock me when I go on Twitter, when I scroll, when I like refresh it too many times, like, or if I go too deep, like trying to understand a fight that someone's having on Twitter, even though I love doing that very much, but
yeah,
you have to do it in the right way. Like you have to gauge, like, are you going to feel worse after you do this or better? And sometimes honestly, when I go find the source of a discourse, I that does make me feel good. I mean, that's why we do this show. You know, there's the level of what garbage online will bring us joy.
So true.
Which, you know what? Why don't we just use that as a transition? Tim, can you please read this first very important question?
Okay. The witch in the garden was real?
Where do you think this is from?
Probably Our Paranormal. The sighting of the witch isn't the creepy part. It's the follow-up investigation I did after. Sorry about the length of this and my grammar. It's hard to understand. Pretty short question, by the way.
Sorry about the length.
To set the scene, it's the mid-90s in England. I'm around 6 years old and over at a friend's house, playing in his garden while our mums chatted in the living room. This is what everyone in Britain does, just to translate for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I am kind of confused.
Yeah, please.
A garden is just like your yard.
Oh. What?
Do you grow vegetables?
You can.
I think it is just like, this is your backyard.
The world's hardest parsnips. And what's a mum? The plant? The flowers?
His mom.
Yeah, are they planting mums in their garden?
We love mums.
The flowers are talking.
Nick, you gotta explain this to us. Because
you're doing a bad job.
You can plant all kinds of things in your garden. Or you can just have grass.
No, no grass. We're anti-grass now.
Grass sucks.
Friendship
ended with grass.
I'm going to spend $185,000 to build my own private well so that when the water wars start, I'll be totally fine. And our yard doesn't have grass. It only has mulch. So I'm way ahead of it. You know what I'm saying? To set the scene, it's the mid-90s in England. I'm around 6 years old over at a friend's house playing in his garden while our mums chatted in the living room. As we're kicking the ball around in his back garden, the ball rolls into some bushes, and I run after it, going to the back of the garden. And a bit to the right, when all of a sudden, I see a haggard old woman hiding within the bush. I absolutely freak out and run as fast as I can into the house, and my friend follows crying because of my reaction.
He was also crying the first freaked out crying.
Children were crying in this situation.
Yes. Yeah. The one who saw the haggard old woman started crying, and then his friend just started crying because he saw him crying.
A sympathy cry.
What about the British stiff upper lip? Come on.
Yeah, come on.
He's like, he's showing emotion.
I think the thing with that is like the children cry a lot though.
You gotta get it out early, and then once you hit adulthood, you are not allowed to cry anymore.
My sailor outfit is too tight. Now, this is where I doubted myself because no one can remember this other than me. So I decided to chalk it.
Nobody else remembers this inconsequential moment.
What?
Nick, you're gaslighting him. He saw a bush hag.
A hag?
The bush hag's the worst.
Wait, you saw an old lady outside that scared you?
We like to have fun here, but if I saw a hag...
when I saw an old lady when I was six?
And I cried?
But if you imagine you went to go get a ball, and I believe that the British have something called hedge roasts, and they're big. Oh, baby.
This is a hedge hag?
A hedge hag. And you go in there, and you see an old lady just creepy looking at you, and I'm like, this rocks. And then you run away and die.
That's terrifying.
No one can remember it other than me, so I decided to chalk it off as something that never happened until I decided to Google my experience around 2010.
Huh. Somebody I see a lot of posts. This experience.
Yeah, this is a 30-year-long journey. I see a lot of posts from people describing the same memory. Exactly. I remember sitting at my computer shaking with fear and having a flood of memories come rushing back. The more I read, the more I remembered. If anyone else shares this memory or something similar, please let me know your experience before I can no longer find proof of this online.
Because I can no longer find proof of this
online. Because I can no longer find proof of this online.
Wait a minute.
You're reading the sentence made it a lot more sinister, like the government is going to wipe the evidence of this, this hijack.
He Googled this in 2010, and he found lots of shared experiences, and now he no longer can.
Why doesn't the government want you to know?
Yeah, this is definitely the CIA, the FBI, all the alphabet agencies are trying to erase the evidence of this hedge. Yes, this happened in England. Yeah, the CIA still did this. Okay,
it's probably still true.
What if it's the Hag Ministry? What if they are trying? Yeah. What if they're trying to cover up? You know, they're like, we got caught in a bush again. We gotta whitewash this.
The circle of hags is like, damn it, Joanne.
Why didn't the hags stop World War II? And then,
we were told not to interfere with human affairs.
Listen, they said don't.
And they said we couldn't. It was against the rules.
Yeah.
The hag rules.
It's like, well, we did a lot. You know, we did a Stalingrad. That was us.
So I think that unfortunately probably what this is just it was like a homeless person in a bush or just a senile old lady. Mm-hmm. But let us for a moment just imagine it is a witch. This is a hedge witch. Mm-hmm. And it happened to multiple people. Now, what do you think this witch, like, what's her goal? What's she trying to do?
I think she's trying to steal him and murder him.
No, I think she's just like trying to collect old soccer balls.
That's for her hag magic?
For her secondhand sports shop.
This will go good with my footy. I don't know anything about Great Britain, but I do believe that they probably have witches. Yeah, but I do definitely believe that we can kind of just tap into what I like to call the low magics. You know, when I cause suffering to someone who is bothersome to me, I feel good. That's not a spell.
That's magic.
That's the same way. That's like, when I eat a delicious vanilla pudding.
That's just called growing up. That's getting older.
It's enjoying the small pleasures.
Exactly. It's not magic.
Causing inconvenience to a shitty person.
Yeah, a shitty 9-year-old screaming and kicking a ball in a garden, and then I scare them. That's good eating.
So you're saying that this witch is getting, this is a Monsters, Inc. scenario where she's getting power from making the child upset.
And not all old ladies that are haggard and hag-like are witches.
Yeah, that's a very problematic of someone to say that. I don't know actually who said this.
Yeah.
Damn. Good much question. To think about with this witch.
They capitalize witch.
Have any of you ever experienced a shrub witch or kind of any other witch? A swamp witch?
No.
Forest witch?
I have like a weird memory of like riding in the car with my mom and she was like scary and like smoking. And my mom never smoked. And I brought it up. Like I was like, remember one time we were riding in the van and you were smoking cigarettes? And she was like, what? No.
Why? What are you talking about?
Like, that never happened. And I was like, well, then who was that?
who took me in the van?
Nick had a light kidnapping experience.
I honestly don't know who it was or where we were going.
It was probably a fake memory that you dreamed and then you think it's real. Like, you took one of those weird accidental naps in the car.
Oh, man.
When you wake up and you're like the most sweat covered you've ever been.
Yeah.
Because rock.
Because that's the thing is like with this, I mean, what are the options here other than just it was like a homeless person or someone, you know, it's also possible this just straight up actually didn't happen.
Yeah. And then, what about the time he Googled it in 2010?
Maybe that also didn't happen, actually.
I like the idea that he Googled it and it's people writing about his experience, not like their own experience.
I googled it after talking about it, and I was the first result. I had one return on Google.
I mean, that would That's be me. Pretty weird. Like if you like people were writing about your experience.
Like, that would be weird.
Me.
But like me. this isn't even like an interesting hack experience.
It's really not. The whole story is I saw a scary old lady and I cried.
This is like
she didn't do anything to me.
A third of Hansel and Gretel, like, oh, we ran through the woods and then we found a hag. That's like what happens. You know, that's
you're
gonna, not a big
you're
deal.
You're gonna see a hag
that's
in
like,
the bush.
That's like saying, isn't it weird that I stumbled my way through a mist covered a dead forest and found a Dracula? Like, no, that's what happens.
That's where Dracula's live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, good luck to this guy. I hope that he's able to find the proof of other people experiencing. And Tim, was there any further discussion in the comments on this one?
No,
I think this one was like, not very engaged with.
No.
Yeah.
Someone's like, this happened to my friend in the 80s.
But way worse.
Damn, but way worse. Well,
they deleted their post probably because a witch ate them or something.
Yeah, the Council of Hags got him.
When you asked if this ever happened to you, no, happened? But, you know, my grandma lived on a pond, and Jennifer, you've been there. And
I
a
have.
Very extremely, extremely, extremely gardeny wood, not really woods, but like her property.
There's a lot, she's got a lot of like.
It's lush.
Yeah, there's a lot of different like big green plants.
Right, and it used to be way more overrun before they put the pool and stuff in. And they're all around a pond. So like, you know, their neighbors are kind of in a circle. So like, sure, you're right next to one person, but like not that far away.
Yeah.
Over the pond is another. And there is like one house that they gladly spread the rumor that she was a witch.
What?
What? You know, I have nothing interesting to follow up, but like, you
wait,
know,
who? Your grandma said she was a witch?
I think she did, but I think she was more being tongue-in-cheek, like basically saying this person sucks and probably letting that sort of rumor fly, or it's a slightly made-up memory or something along those lines. But. Mm.
Wow. Well, I would love to meet a Florida witch. I don't know what that would be like.
It's like a swampy thing.
Ooh, a swamp hag.
I will say that, like, I don't know about y'all, but like when I was growing up, we would hang out in the hedges all the time. Like we would just
sick.
Climb in the in
oh
the hedges.
Really?
Yeah, and just like hang out back there, make little forts.
There was a large bush. that you could like, you know, crawl your way through, and then it was just kind of open inside.
That man, that is a gift to a child.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
what
yeah.
a cool setup that is.
That was a very cool place to hang out.
Hey, Bugs,
it's kind of like
Glenn.
The like the circular clothes racks at the
yeah.
dealers.
Yeah, and you're protected inside.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. Is there anywhere, like, that's, like, one of the biggest places of power for children.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not even, like, really a thing anymore, because now they're what? Kind of, like, kind of intersecting, like, square, so they're not, like, circular. There's no, like, center part where you can go
hide.
We
don't have anything good anymore.
Man, I wish that kids could still be hiding in the middle of the clothes. No, I do, that is funny, like, because I do feel like probably all of us do have that memory of, like, oh, yeah, this was, like, my spot when I was a kid, because we, the house that I grew up in, we used to have a weeping cherry tree in the front yard. Mm-hmm. And when it was like fully like it leaves and flower, like they hang down. So you can like be inside of it. And, like,
yeah.
this is my house. This is where I'm hanging out.
Yeah. That's how I got stung by bees a lot.
Yeah. This is my bee stinging place. You know, growing up in Florida, we, surprise, surprise, had quite a bit of an unhoused issue.
Yeah.
So oftentimes you would go into, you know, through a bush into an open area and just find treasures.
A guy.
A guy, you know. So sometimes that was fun. Sometimes we would try to build like a tree house in the sort of like remnants of their camp and things like that. And the trails nearby, you could, there was like kind of like a light ditch. And then that sort of thing happened as well. So one time we tried to build like a tree house, like above a pond or river or something like that. And it happened all the time, but no witch stories. Just boys being boys.
Damn.
Biking with a 2x4.
But so it sounds like you guys, like, because I don't feel like I mean, I didn't, like, live in, like, a neighborhood. So it wasn't, like, I could run around.
If you found people. Someone in your backyard that you weren't related to, that would be like...
That would be very startling. That would make
the local newspaper.
Yeah, it would, because I did live between my grandparents and my uncle.
How did you get here?
Yeah. Like, what the hell? And I've probably told this story before, but like nothing got past like my grandparents at all. Because one time a boy that I was dating, quote unquote, in like eighth grade rode his bike from like far away, because this is in the middle of nowhere, to my house, and my grandma was like immediately on the phone with my dad, like, there's a boy at your house right now.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Deal with
this. I mean, I didn't know he was coming. I didn't know he was going to come over. So I was like, I didn't do anything bad. Anyway. Guys, if you have any more info on this hedge witch, please let us know.
Yeah, we've
got to move on to this next question because it is very funny to me.
Can I read it?
Nick, yeah. You can. This is a gift to you.
I, 30 male, confronted my father-in-law, 61 male, about pooping in our number one bathroom, and now my wife, 29 female, is mad at me. This past Thanksgiving, we kept it quite small and only had my wife's parents over. We moved last year, so this is their first time in our new house. It's an older house, though, so the downstairs toilet isn't great, and I've dubbed it the number one bathroom, a.k.a. only do number one there. That's pretty good. I thought it was, like, their favorite toilet.
Yeah. No, it's much more literal.
I bet that comes up every single time. Like, this guy, when he describes it,
number one toilet.
He's insufferable about this.
And he just smirks as they go, do you mean it's your favorite? And he's like, no.
He's like, I have to shit. Tell me what to do.
which room do I go in?
There's so many rules. Yeah, even I have never taken a shit in this
in your own home.
Damn.
Even I. You've christened it when I couldn't. Well, we realized this because my wife crapped in it right after we moved in, and poop water went everywhere because of the clog.
Oh my God.
I had to unscrew a hanger and break up the poop.
Oh my God.
Honestly, it was horrible. So when my in-laws arrived, I said, before I give you the house tour, be advised that the bottom floor bathroom is for pee only. And I okay. made it very clear.
All right. So, yeah. So he didn't do his little joke, his little fun thing. It's like, do only piss in this.
I'm being fucking serious. Only pee in this one.
Right, is it possible that his wife just takes massive dumps?
Yeah, just massive, gnarly dumps in this
one. Well, I'm keto, what is it? So each of my dookies is black matter. You know.
Take only peas, leave only poo prints.
I gotta workshop this in sorry.
After dinner, I saw him walk to the number one bathroom, and I could tell by the way he walked.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
That's like,
My father's law, duty waddle.
He's absolutely gotta take it.
Slightly squatted.
Is he walking like a cowboy?
Yeah, he's holding his bottom. Squatted, holding two hands on his butt. I can tell by the way you walk that it was a number two.
I can tell by the way you walk, but you gotta poop right now.
I used the bathroom right after him on purpose to investigate.
Oh God!
It smelled very bad in there. And there were poo remains on the toilet bowl. The poop did flush, but for all we know, he could have easily clogged the toilet.
This is the dirtiest question we've ever had.
I know. I am a little bit sorry for it, but it's so funny.
This is the dirtiest parentheses normal question.
Yes.
I came back out to the table. I said, Dirk? His name?
His name is Dirk. I did not change his name.
His name is Dirk.
Dirk, I know you did a number two in that bathroom. It's our number one bathroom. I didn't scream or curse at him. Everyone told me I was being inappropriate. He denied using the bathroom for shit.
Oh my God.
My wife asked me if it was clogged, and I said no. So she said, why are you even complaining?
God.
Then I explained how after her clogging issue, she knows why I don't want number twos in that room.
Jesus.
Then she began crying because it was embarrassing for her. Turk began comforting her and said something like, I always knew there was something off about this guy. I kindly reminded him that the bathroom upstairs are fine for pooping, and I'm actually wondering if he pooped downstairs for a power grasp.
Oh my God.
Jesus. He's never liked me.
I can't figure out why.
I don't care about Burke, but I'm concerned about how angry my wife is. She has barely spoken to me since Thanksgiving. I've apologized. What else can I do?
We need to find out how when this was posted to know how long.
9 months ago, so.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably like December-ish, right?
Okay. So that's like a solid month of like not talking to, like, or barely talking to him because of how pissed she is about.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot to dig into in this one, because on the one hand, now being a person who owns an old-ass house with various issues,
yeah,
I kind of get it, because it's like, listen, man, it's going to be a lot of problems if you use this toilet wrong.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the insanity of saying to your father-in-law at Thanksgiving, I know you need a number two in the number one toilet.
Yeah,
I can tell by the way you were walking.
I always feel like we need to like list out the insane things this man has said.
Yeah.
That's just the way my pee smells.
Oh my God. Like,
I actually pee poop.
I know we say this a lot, and I know that we're Tim Robinson pilled, but I feel like this question is 1,000% fake, and it's someone's like, I think you should leave spec script.
Oh, man.
The idea of trying to solve the problem over Thanksgiving, you have pumpkin pie, like, in your mustache as you're screaming at your father-in-law and offering up proof because your beautiful wife shit so bad she broke the toilet. Thinking that you're the good guy. Like, oh, she did it, but...
Yeah, this truly is just, and I think you should leave sketch. Like, all
yeah, it really is.
Everything yeah. about it is an I think you should leave sketch.
If you just said the word paint job, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's also, yeah, it's written almost like too cutesy or well, right? There's usually these that have a little bit of like, I'm too emotional to write this up in a decent way. This one, you know. It has a lot of what's I'm looking for. Instead of different using not the same words over and over again, it feels well crafted.
Well,
they could just be a talent.
Well, Tim, he's had time to think about it because it's been a month since it happened.
No one will talk to him,
so he's been working on this post. And like, of course, I think that too, because I think this was this is from relationship advice because I thought it was on Am I the Asshole. So it's like a lot of times people like work on their story because they want to like present their argument, you know, which may still be happening here, or maybe he's like told it to other people, so he's had time to like work on the flow of telling his side
Good
of the
pun.
Story.
And his name is Pop Rude 817.
Pop Rude for shitting in our number
Rude.
One toilet.
Yeah, he also wants Dirk to pay for the toilet. And I was like, why?
Dirk.
So Jennifer and I might have this problem. We have a quite old house now. And we call it this old house.
This old house.
And so upstairs we have.
That's a good name. Did you guys come up with that?
Yeah, we copyrighted
it. Yeah. We made it on our own. Yeah.
Even though our friends were on this old
house. That's true. We did have friends who were on this old house.
Not to brag.
Kristen, Jer, what's up?
What's up? Give me
love your butcher block.
Give me your sink. that's the first sink I saw that was like, I care about sinks. So what was it? Oh, yeah. So upstairs we have a low flush toilet that's like 1.5 gallons. And
for all you toilet heads out there.
All you toilet heads out there. And then downstairs, we got a big slutty boy.
Oh, it's a big, powerful boy.
That's like 3.5.
It's hungry for poop.
And I want to commission, eventually we need to replace both of them. But like,
commission
I wanna
an artist.
Ceramicist.
Yeah, I want to commission our friend Jesse, who does really good embroideries, who was on a previous episode, to like do something like, I'm a hungry slut, only do poo-poos in me, or like, I don't know, no. some way to like, something horrific to let people know, like, double check your flushes if you go number two upstairs. Because like,
this hole is not just for farts.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a bad one.
Yeah.
But it needs to be both offensive, odd, and not entirely clear in what we're asking you to do.
Yeah, we want our guests to be confused when they come into our bathroom. Yeah.
My, now, if with your new house, right, like, you know, if you had a bathroom that was on the first floor, i.e. clearly the bathroom that your guests are going to want to use.
Yes. Yeah.
And you took one shit in it. Would you just assume that from now on there will be a 100% fail rate, or would you maybe give it one more shot?
Well, or perhaps call a plumber to be like, hey, is there anything you can do with this to make us be able to use the toilet for its intended purpose?
I mean,
I love talking to the plumber where we're like, so this guy's not so good at eating all the, you know, and we were being a little cheeky. Yeah. He was laughing, you know, we're best friends. He's like, yeah, I understand. Because a toilet, you do two things with it. You pee-pee and you poo-poo.
Sometimes you might barf into it.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta, pray to the porcelain god.
But that's poo-poo.
Bury a goldfish. You could bury a goldfish in a toilet.
Oh no.
Ooh, man. So if you tried to bury the goldfish in a toilet that didn't work and it just kept staying in there.
Or, this bathroom's only for poops, no goldfish.
Isn't that kind of what, didn't something like that happen in the Brack show? The goldfish got too big, he tried to flush it down the toilet because it grew too big.
That
and
sounds he died. Because
he gave him three hams.
He gave him three hams to eat.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
It's constantly happening.
The fact that
the father-in-law is named Dirk also makes this at least 10 times funnier. And I don't know.
I can't
this
be is real. Extremely,
yeah, I am an asshole, but yeah. I'm not the asshole in this point.
He put the question back up. I just want to see what else we've got going on here.
Do you guys have a little walk when you got to go duty?
Yeah, you have a distinct.
God, I hope not.
Yeah,
Michael, you do. You swing your fanny left and right like a goddamn goose when you gotta go.
You get in a little, like a little 3-4 squat.
Uh-huh.
You get on your tippy toes, and then you put both your hands under your butt.
Yeah, I bend over backwards and crab walk like a demon.
He's going to poop. There he goes.
Do you guys still hold your privates if you have to pee real bad?
I don't find that effective, personally.
I don't want to answer this question, but the answer is yes, sometimes I do.
Get all of it.
Well, because I... This is getting away. I don't... You know what? Actually, no. I'm not going into this.
Sign up for your...
I don't need to tell the world about my systems and how they work. But let's just say sometimes you don't realize you need to go until you really need to go, okay? And then it's a stressful situation.
Yeah.
Do you think
the other thing that I want to talk about, the aspect of this, is that the dude is calling out his father-in-law.
Yeah, that's a power move.
Which is like, I don't know, man. Like,
it sounds like he already knew that he wasn't on a great relationship with him.
Yeah. He's like, he's never liked me, and yet he.
But then again, he's also like, you did this because you don't like me.
Yeah.
You did poo-poo in my number one toilet as a
show hand.
That's a pretty big insult.
Yeah, Gendo Akari grandfather steps in to like the virgin, you know.
The Chad grandfather versus the virgin son-in-law.
I'm going to ruin Thanksgiving, but I'm going to make whatever the fuck this dude's name is, it's his fault. Therefore, getting my daughter back in a very odd patriarchal fashion. And you got to give it up. I mean, every husband dreams of dethroning their father-in-law, but also fears that they have so much
dethroning
experience. You know,
thanks.
I feel like it really is quite a move to go against your father-in-law when your wife is not on your side. Like, it's gonna be a 3-on-1 situation. You're not gonna win.
I just love trying to get an ally by. describing how much my ally does big poops and how many toilets they
have. Like, my wife took a huge shit in this toilet. Back me up, babe.
Your big dump's broken, too. Michael, were you going to say something?
I don't know. I guess where I'm at is, like, I can't fathom a situation where I would have to at some point have a conversation that was, you can't poop in here, and, like, not have it be, like, the number one priority on my list of a thing to fix.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine having to say that to everyone that came to your house, like, don't poop in this bathroom.
But also on the flip side, if someone said that to me, my entire system, like, if I was the father-in-law in this situation, my entire system would either A, completely freeze up, and I wouldn't have to go to the bathroom for, like, two more days due to anxiety, or I would immediately have to poop. And I don't think there'd be anywhere in the middle, because I'd just be, like, so stressed out about, like, messing up the doo-doo etiquette.
Well, so the other thing is, I think that most humans, like, I think it's a instinctual human thing to be like, I don't want people to know if I need to poop.
You gotta hide it.
So you've got a situation where if you head upstairs, everyone's like, oh. Right. Oh, that was your poop.
Yeah, like, that's the whole thing. Yeah, you don't want anybody to know. Like, that's the whole reason you have an upstairs. Dirty. Like, oh, I'm gonna go check out your upstairs. I'm just gonna see what that's all about. I'll be right back.
Yeah, not definitely not going to the bathroom. Don't worry about it. But yeah, like part of me, this is where my brain is getting into stupid evolutionary psychology. But it's like, do we not want people to know that we poop because it's like a predator will find us or something? Or it's shame deep down.
Well, that's like when we walk Dot, like dogs will do this. They'll like look back at you to make sure you're watching.
Yeah,
they want to make
know that someone's watching their back as they shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, dogs do it because they're little freaks. They're like horny about
it. They like to stare at you while they're pooping.
No, it's because they're vulnerable at that.
No, that's what science is lying to you. Dogs are their little freaks, and they want you to.
They get off on it.
Ooh, I'm shitting.
Well,
sure,
like,
it would be a shame if someone
like
got
Dot. Like, she won't. Like, she, if we're not there to watch her eat, she won't like just like go eat food. Like, she wants us to watch her eat too.
My dogs want me to not watch them eat.
I already say yeah. I feel like it's usually the opposite. They're like, leave me alone.
Also, they will, a kid especially, will back into a bush and shit there, which is great for me personally.
You're ruining a witch's. They're
like, all right, well, no one's going to
say this is compost now.
But yeah, he loves pooping in an obscure place.
He needs to be safe and hidden.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, that's so true. Which, treats. The second floor bathroom is safe and hidden away, but again, the whole like, well, I'm just gonna go upstairs real quick.
Yeah,
and
no,
everyone knows you're pooping. That's not a tenable situation. Yeah. You gotta fix that.
You know, the best thing you can do when you're at a friend's house, like if they have two floors, you say, I'm gonna go look through your stuff upstairs.
Yeah. And then like turn on a podcast so when you're going, oh God, oh fuck, they can't hear you. You know, when you're moving the squatty potty around for 4 minutes trying to get the best angle. Yeah, our downstairs is the duty one, and I feel bad about that. We looked at some houses where the realtor was like, what the fuck were they thinking? Where the bathroom was on one of those sliding, like, modern, like, barn
wood. Oh my God, like, ranch style. That's psychopath rollers, shit.
Like, right in front of the, like the dining room table. And he's like, hey, welcome to the no privacy dude. Like, come on, man. What the fuck? Like, the plume is going to be able to, like, get out there on your dishes.
I feel like a lot of hotels are doing that now, where it's like a sliding door to the bathroom.
Ugh, yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, so
what
you don't have, like, a good
with
seal.
You?
Right. That's why we don't go to Columbus anymore for gambling.
Yeah.
Because they only had the sliding door
in
the bathroom.
Yeah, fix your shit.
And all those people with the 3D glasses.
I will miss that. That is good. I do like that.
What do we think the father-in-law's motivation was in shitting?
Because that's the thing he
probably
did.
Not a power grass.
He probably couldn't make it up the stairs.
That's a great
turkey.
Point, Nick.
Actually, you know what I was going to say? Like, sometimes you go to the bathroom and you think one thing's going to happen.
And you're like, oh, wait.
But I feel like that's a little less common for dudes. If you're a person who stands up to pee.
A dickman.
But I don't know. Maybe just being in the bathroom made his system be like, yeah. Well.
So while it
or maybe he just thought he was like being dramatic and was like, oh, whatever. That's it's not, true. It's just not right. going to be a big
deal. I bet you've forgotten.
He could have forgotten.
You know, he just ate a big turkey.
Yeah, he's so sleepy from he's full of turkey yeah. and stuffing.
Yeah. It's possible that it wasn't explicitly a power grab, but it might have just been like, I don't respect you.
My
it's as simple as that.
Yeah,
like,
knows nothing about toilets.
He like he did it with the door open.
And I just stared at him the whole time. And in his defense, it did not clog.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So
but he didn't check the streaks, and that's rude.
That's that. Yeah, you got it. You got to check that.
Do you guys ever take your shoes off and make them pointing to the toilet and lift your feet up as you dookie? So if anyone ever looks under the door crack, they think you're standing facing it. It's like, wow, he's pissing for 14 minutes. Like, yeah,
that's a chunky piss.
That's a chunky piss. You guys do that?
You might? Anyone?
I mean, I want to say yes, but absolutely not.
Well, your enemies now know more often about your pooping. I'm going to make a squatty potty that's feetses are just shoes pointing
okay.
towards it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're now getting back
with,
into the territory.
But with little, like little jeans filled with straw.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's got to be. I think this will sell. I think that the people need this.
Little Rodney Rapture jean and short combo.
Yeah, you can pick different types of legs. Of yeah.
Need to plant fern? Confuse your enemies about Dookie?
Well, what I was going to say is this is bringing me back to the concept of a custom toilet. And like, this is part of the package. You can get the custom toilet with the squatty, the fake out squatty potty.
Yeah. I want to get a custom toilet that has like claw feet, like those yeah. tubs have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want it to be like a throne.
Can you get, yeah, literally, can you get the tubes that go around in a circle, like those fancy oh. gumball machines at Pizza Huts?
Oh, I was, yeah, like a silly straw
so you
toilet.
Can watch your shit. Yeah.
You want a clear toilet?
I want a Bluetooth toilet.
Oh, I need a Bluetooth.
I mean, I'm sure that exists. Actually.
We're accidentally getting like a fuck ton of LG products, so yeah. I want to, you know, internet or you know the internet and everything, like smart our house, like
smart
connect
toilet.
Our toilet to our microwave to our TV to
Siri, flush the toilet, please.
Please flush me. I'm hungry.
I just don't know about like your toilet, like sending you an alert on your phone, being like maybe eat more fiber. I don't know.
Yeah.
Suggesting foods to you, or be like,
that
drink
was
more water.
Especially like, nasty one, boy.
Your pee's too yellow, and it's like, please drink some water.
I love it when you fill me, but please, no more of that treacle. Please stop drinking. I love you.
That toilet doesn't tell you it loves you.
I'm calling protect. You get Baker acted because you eat so weird.
You're not going to get much value out of our award-winning lifetime warranty unless you drink more water.
You're going to.
Like, this is a future, actually.
You're not definitely supposed to eat Pop-Tarts after 11 a.m.
The suggested serving size is 2 Oreos.
Stop eating all those diet
like,
gummies.
I hate our toilet. It won't shut the fuck
I'm
up.
Going to I'm going to link to your Twitter. Put in the 19-digit code.
Wow. And then that's how you end up shitting in the backyard. Because you're like, I cannot handle being judged by my smart toilet anymore.
I mean, that's a way to kind of beat your father-in-law if you have...
Get a
if
smart
you
toilet.
Get a toilet that's smarter than you and has beaten you. The toilet's the alpha.
Yeah, you know, the toilet's the alpha of the house.
And you're just a little freak worm tongue, you know, you know, spreading, you know, lies and mysteries about it.
What if your toilet becomes sentient? Your smart toilet becomes sentient?
It's going to happen. I mean, there's like this idea that like probably the robo apocalypse is not going to be what we think it is. Like, I listened to the podcast Idle Thumbs like a million years ago, or maybe it was Important If True. And they're like, it's just as likely that a paperclip factory is going to go absolutely haywall and then make our entire society based around efficiently making paperclips. Like, it's just as likely as like anything else, right?
Yeah, the robots at that factory are like, this is what's important for
right,
us.
So the toilet's going to be like, okay, we have to make sure they have the cleanest freaking clear pee, clear poops.
Can't lose.
If your poop is white, you're dying, though.
Yeah, that's not normal.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
I do want my smart toilet to give me advice on what to do.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Please call your doctor. It immediately calls your doctor if you're
calling. 911, three towns away somehow. Big ambulance. Get
your toilet's partnered with Life Alert.
Calling toilet FBI.
I'm sorry for the cause of a smart toilet. Really is just horrifying to think about. A sentient smart toilet.
Female booty inspector.
That's what the toilet is called. Yeah. That it gets a persona and it starts developing a personality and it fucking sucks.
We're gonna, you know, snuff out existence stupidly. And I think if it was due to a toilet, that's funny. We're all dying, as, you know, we're all in the, like, toilet slave pits, we'll laugh.
Yeah, we'll be like, LOL, this owns.
LOL, this rocks.
Dude, toilets rock.
As we're all taking, like, the cleanest, perfect
shit. Yeah. But actively dying.
All our BMs take 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Corn is, like, infinitely, like, destroyed across the
corn must be destroyed.
The underground corn markets.
I didn't think this was going to be the way to, like, break the, like, you know, corn monopoly. But, the smart toilets demanded it, so.
The black market currency is just corn and asparagus.
Oh, God.
It's the only thing that hurts the toilets.
Shit.
Wow. Well, I look forward to our future toilet wars. Smart toilet
wars.
I always say thank you to the stupid robots that are in my life. So, like, if it's, you know, something as simple as, like, a frickin' paper towel dispenser or, you know, something like that.
So thank you.
The toilets also hate the double ply. They're like, get that out of here.
Yeah. No, we hate it.
My it is juicy too hard to throat, eat. Too soft.
Wow. Well, I do apologize for all. Actually, no. I don't apologize for the poop talk.
Fuck you.
Come on. You guys know this is funny. It's good. Mm-hmm. I really am thinking about the smart toilet takeover now. I think it's going to happen.
I like the idea of one of our listeners sort of correlating the year's hashtag big news events and how unhinged some of the episodes are, and I think this one, you know, isn't it, I think this was mostly due to moving and whatever, but, you know, and we love to talk about poop.
We do, but there is, I don't know, I feel like I definitely am picking up on some weird vibes from the world right now, and I wrote the notes, so you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to focus this energy. As we said, if you like ones like this that are, you know, we always joke about, for fun teases, that the Patreon-only episodes are fucked up. But sometimes we do really wholesome ones. They're just fun to talk about.
Yeah, every now and then. We throw a wholesome one in there.
I think we did one really, or two.
Yeah, at least one.
At least. I can really, honestly, I can only think of one.
There might be two. Wait, was SoupTube? Was SoupTube Patreon?
No, I think that was a real.
I think SoupTube was Patreon.
Oh, was it?
No.
Let's say it was.
Who could say? But, yeah, if you like this cursed content, then Patreon. You gotta sign up for a Patreon because that's where the most cursed content is. Well, boys, do we want to wrap it up with things that made us happy this week? I actually, right off the bat, I know what mine is.
All right.
Hit us.
Halsey's new album
is
so fucking good. I've already tweeted about it, but it is called, I gotta go pull it up on my Spotify.
It's the one with a nipple on it.
It is the one with the nipple on it. It's If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power by Halsey.
That's
it
a great
was
album name.
Produced by, or at least partially produced, I don't know fully, by Trent Reznor and
Atticus Ross.
And Atticus Ross. And
nice.
It's like if you were into like Paramore and that kind of shit, baby, you're gonna love this album. It's good as hell.
did we talk about this already?
No, I don't think so.
I think I was just talking to my homies, but I describe it as, you know, what you remember Evanescence sounding like.
Yes!
That's what it actually sounds like.
Well, I was totally into Evanescence, and it, like, yeah, it gives me that similar good brain feeling as that, but much more refined. And she has a lot of different, like, genre of song on it. And I love an album that, like, flows really well, like, through, like, the transitions between the songs are really, really good for it. So, go listen to it.
Yeah, it's a fucking banger. It rules.
It's one of those, every single song you're like, damn, this song's really good.
It's a great album to listen to. Because, you know, it's like a playlist in and of itself, as Jennifer said. Mm-hmm. It kind of swaps between different genres.
Yeah, it's good as hell. Thanks, Halsey.
Thank you.
Nice. I can do one.
Okay.
Did you know that there's a show called What We Do in the Shadows?
Oh, yes.
Good.
We haven't watched the new eps yet, but I'm extremely excited.
They're coming out the gate pretty hot.
I hear it's they're really featuring Guillermo well.
Yes.
You mean Gizmo?
Gizmo! Guillermo is such a good character.
Yeah, I feel like I'd love to read an interview and if they knew that Guillermo was going to be a big deal. Like, they knew that he was the heart of it, but like, I wonder when they're like, oh no, this is
the people love Guillermo.
Yeah.
Guillermo's wonderful.
And I am people.
And he continues to be good in this season, and I can't wait for, I think the first two episodes are out, and I'm ready for more.
I know we've talked about the show before, but just in case someone's dropping in and are like, what is the show?
Oh, yeah.
What We Do in the Shadows is about vampires who live in Long Island. Is that where they are?
Staten Island.
Staten Island. The Staten Island.
Yeah, and it's like a quote-unquote sequel to the film of the same name.
Yeah. Mm.
The film's great.
Yeah, it's kind of set in the same universe.
Yeah. It's like, in a world where vampires and werewolves and other and warlocks and such all exist amongst us, and they live, it's about a vampire family who lives in a spooky old house, and their familiar Guillermo, who we love.
And they're very dumb stupid. And it's very funny.
They're very stupid. I love them very much. Oh my God, now my brain is broken. The woman, what's her name?
Nadja.
Nadja. She's my wife. I love her.
She's so funny.
Is the puppet in the first episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay, the puppet.
I love the puppet.
It's definitely one of those shows that like does a good job of like kind of like having like there's a side character and they get more important.
Yeah.
And they get more like screen time and like little things like that that just like, oh, this was kind of, I thought this was just like a side joke, but now this character's like around.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Like their neighbor.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. I'm excited to watch the first two eps.
My good thing is a little video game called Destiny 2. Bom, bom, bom.
Wow.
This game's been rocking around, I think, for 8 years, if you can count Destiny 1, maybe. Yeah, something like that. 7 or 8 years. And it's technically lightly free to play, depending on where you are. You can get a lot of it if you're on Xbox Game Pass, and you get a lot of it, you know, all over the place. But they really stepped up their what they call seasonal content. They used to be, owned maybe by Activision, and so they were able to do much more bombast. But I don't know if you've heard about Activision. They're not very good. So they broke away because Activision had like too many. They offered like a ton of resources, but it had strings attached. So for about a year or two, the content was a little shaky, but because they were like on their own for the first time. And it's like you kind of tell that like, all right, it's fine because they're quote unquote independent again, and they're not owned by the big bad evil corporation. So we'll give them sort of a little bit of slack. But that being said, you're kind of like, oh boy, scared. So I feel like they've hit their stride. And so the story is actually good again, which is interesting. And there's like really, really cool stuff happening with like the big bad. And like we all know that we're working with the big bad, and it's like a huge like horrible idea. They like lots of twists and turns. It's fun. And it's, yeah, basically just a first person shooter that plays really good. So even if like the story's bad, Even if everything else is boring, it's just fun to run around and shoot the guns. So I would suggest that. Check it out, baby. It's on, like, everything. Get on Stadia. Don't be, you know, be a weirdo. And yeah, like I said, it's kind of free lots of places. So, yeah.
Cool. Mine this week is Psychonauts 2. I've been playing a lot of that this week. And that game is really good. And
I've heard it's really good.
The further I get into it, the better it gets. It's really fun and creative, and like every single world offers something new. It is an action platformer. It's kind of a collectathon. It's very unique and charming, and there's a lot of story and heart, and it's just really, really good all around. And if you have Game Pass, it's on there. So it's on PC and the Xbox platform. I think it's even on PlayStation 4 as well. And it's just super fun, and I've been playing a lot of that, and I can't recommend it enough. It's really, really good.
I have it downloaded. I hope maybe I'll fire it up today. We'll see.
You got to make another trash can.
That's true. I do a trash can.
You've got to get started on your smart toilet.
Oh yeah, Michael. What projects are you doing now? Are you still making?
Mostly, it's working thing? On the booth for Origins. We have a back wall, which is 10 feet wide by 8 feet tall.
You are so cool.
And we've started making a bar to put in it.
That is so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Come to Origins in Columbus, Michael, Ohio.
See this fucking cool ass booth.
And a handful of other folks will be at Origins and Origins Game Fair in Colombo, Ohio, despite their fucked up toilet doors. Nika, Jennifer, and I, and some other people will be at Gen Con. Jennifer keeps going, I don't have PTO.
Tim's like, you're going.
You are going.
Okay, we'll see. I might be able to make it work. We'll see. We'll
you
see.
Will. We'll see. You're my wife.
I don't have any PTO right now. I just
it's okay.
And we moved.
They love you. All right.
Next year, I'm finally going to get to Gen Con.
Yeah.
I do want to go. It sounds really fun, but we'll see what happens.
I literally always wanted to go, and it's just never worked.
Yeah. Next year.
We have a booth next year, so. Woo! Yeah. Oh. And PAX Unplugged. We're gonna have a booth. PAX Unplugged.
I'm going to try to make it.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, thanks, everyone, for joining us this week. Thanks to the folks who support us on Patreon for keeping us going, keeping this podcast happening. If you are interested in more extremely cursed content, you should follow our Patreon. And in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at AskYourInternet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning and listen to my Naruto podcast, Naruto Review-to.
You can find me at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at R. Bristow.
Thanks, everyone. Until next week, sincerely, dear Internet.